Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are getting towards the end of our week, going through verse by verse, Philippians chapter 4. There's some really challenging but encouraging teachings from Paul that really have a direct effect on our lives, on the way we live, on the way we think, and on the fruit that's born. And over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the command to rejoice always in the Lord, and how that command is rooted in who God is and in the reality that we are unconditionally loved by Him. Not just that our circumstances are going well, or not that we quote unquote have things in our lives to rejoice over, but the rejoicing is in the Lord God Himself. And so it's a beautiful practice. And furthermore, yesterday we were pushed even further with Paul saying, have no anxiety about anything. He doesn't say, have no anxiety about anything except those things that make you really, really anxious. Except those things that are really hard to not have anxiety about. Of course you can have anxiety about those things. And it's kind of silly to say that, but at the end of the day, that's kind of how we live and that's kind of how we act, right? It's to say like, oh yeah, I won't have anxiety about things except the things that I still want to have anxiety about. And so Paul gives us a beautiful framework that takes a ton of practice to do, friends. That instead of having anxiety, we turn to the Lord in prayer, supplication, a kind of prayer that's rooted in dependence for the Lord, which produces in us a desperate prayer, and thanksgiving, that even in times when we're anxious, as we give thanks, it reduces our anxiety. And then we make our requests known to God, that the Father knows what we need, but He wants us to tell Him. The Father knows, but He wants us to tell Him. He wants us to walk with Him in that way, in that intimacy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful challenge. So today we're going to pick up on the last couple verses and then finish out tomorrow and what Paul is saying to us in some of Philippians chapter 4. But first we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 93. It's a short one and it's a beautiful one. Like the 90s in the Psalms are just like some of David's greatest hits. They're such good Psalms. And so if you'll join me as we pray here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Lord, you are mighty and glorious. We worship you. You are robed in majesty and you reign on high. We submit our lives to you today. We submit our minds to you today. We submit our hearts to you today. Renew them in the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may be able to attach to this word, to know it, to feed on it, and to grow from it. We ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, here is another psalm. The psalms are giving us, friends, such clear and powerful ways to rejoice in the Lord. If you're saying, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to rejoice in the Lord, it doesn't come off my lips in that easy of a way. Psalm 93, the Lord reigns. He's robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established firm and secure. Your throne is established from long ago. You are from all of eternity. Even just that little paragraph, that is rejoicing in the Lord. It's magnifying Him. It's giving Him praise. And this is, we can repeat the Psalms. Again, the Lord is giving us so many amazing nuggets here. Amen. So I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. We were saying, have no anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we were talking about how we're choosing to have no anxiety, how we're choosing to go to the Lord, how to say, I'm going to have prayer and supplication and thanksgiving in place of anxiety. And then Paul's saying, if you do this, you will have the peace of God. And a peace of God will come upon you, which goes beyond human understanding. You won't understand why you're so peaceful. Others won't understand why you're so peaceful because your circumstances won't be peaceful. But you will be peaceful. This peace that surpasses all understanding. Where do we see this peace? The peace of God, right? A deep inner tranquility, a wholeness that comes from trusting God and not trusting our external circumstances. And we can try to manufacture our own peace. We can try to get everything in order. We can try to make ourselves feel good. And at the end of the day, all we can do, friends, is entrust ourselves to Him. It's the only way to find peace. And Jesus, He talks about this peace. In John 14, He says, my peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, but I give to you. And so He tells us, this is after He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. Believe in God and believe also in me, and then you will have peace, not as the world gives, but as I give. That peace is a gift directly from God. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. He's saying this peace, it transcends logic, it transcends reason, it transcends explanation. And it's not dependent, this peace, it's not dependent on life going a certain way. It's not dependent on you feeling a certain way. It's not dependent on anything other than it was the promise of God. And God always gives His promise. So you can experience that even in the midst of pain and suffering and chaos. Have you ever seen this peace? You know, we've seen this with families in our community. Or we've seen this with people in times of suffering. It's a beautiful, beautiful witness recently in our community of the amazingly strong and dependent Randolph family who have been dependent on the Lord in the midst of losing their son Xavier. And just the witness of each and every family member, not that it's not hard, not that it's not unspeakable, unbelievable pain, but that peace that surpasses all understanding has been an incredible witness to our community, even in the pain. And stories like these, we hear them all the time. We see heroic virtue like this in the saints. One of my favorite saints, St. Maximilian Kolbe, who as he was taken away to a Nazi death camp, and he exchanged himself for another man who was going to be shot and killed, who was a father and a husband. And he went and he was tortured for days and days and days. And from the torture chambers, from that place where people were being starved, he was evangelizing. And the guards could hear the people in there, the men in there, led by St. Maximilian Kolbe, singing hymns and rejoicing in the Lord always. That even in this depth of suffering, the peace of God that surpassed all understanding, it was confounding to the guards. They were saying, what's going on? They are being killed. It does not make sense. Makes me think of St. Stephen, the martyr, as he's being stoned in the face of pain and death. He's rejoicing in the Lord. He's crying out. He's receiving a vision from heaven. And those who are killing him are saying, what's going on with him? It doesn't make sense. The peace of God, it doesn't make sense what he's experiencing. But when we choose, friends, to entrust ourselves, even Jesus on the cross, he entrusts himself to the Father and his submission, his obedience, it doesn't make sense. And what God is telling us, he's saying, I want to give you a peace in your life that is so confounding to the world that people are looking at your life circumstances. They're looking at Rachel Herbeck. They're looking at our lives and they're saying, but they're so peaceful and it doesn't make sense. And so because it doesn't make sense to my intellect, I'm searching. There has to be more. There has to be something else here. That in joy, in sorrow, in gladness, in suffering, these people are peaceful. What's happening here? And further, more than that, it says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that God will give you a peace that you can't even understand. And you'll know that it's pure gift. You'll know that it's pure gift because you can't manufacture it. will do what? Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word guard is a Greek word. It's hard for me to pronounce, ferrario or something like that. But it's a military term. And it's this military term of guarding. It's like a garrison or a centennial. There we go. That's better. You can tell I'm not a deep Greek scholar. So maybe you can relate to me on that. But it's a garrison. It protects your heart. And your heart as the seat of your emotion. It protects your mind as your thoughts from anxiety, fear, and despair. So he's saying in a militant way, this peace will protect you. This peace will guard you. You have to allow it to come into your heart and mind, and it will protect you from the attacks of the enemy. So not only you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding, but this peace will come over your heart and your mind, and it will reframe your thoughts. It will renew your thoughts. So how does this work? So the peace of God comes into my mind. So when I'm tempted to go down a spiral of anxious thoughts, say about relationships, say, oh, I'm just so rejected, or nobody loves me, or nobody desires me, or nobody wants me. The peace of God is like a helmet protecting my heart. It's like a military garrison protecting my heart, protecting my mind, protecting my thoughts, saying nothing is getting in there. Sorry, I'm just going to define what is a garrison. It's a group of soldiers stationed to defend a place. It's like a military stronghold, a fortified place. And so God is saying, my peace is actually going to be stationed soldiers around your heart. Think of this, stationed soldiers around your mind, because your heart needs protection. Your mind needs protection because we don't want the thoughts that are not of God getting in there. We don't want our emotions to take over. We don't want bad seeds to be planted in our heart. And so God's saying, I'm sending my peace. If you turn to me with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, if you rejoice in me, if you take refuge, the peace of God that confounds the human mind, that you're saying, I couldn't manufacture this myself, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will form a fortress around your mind, will form a fortress around your heart. And God's peace will say, that is not getting in there. Oh, anxious thoughts about the future. Nope, God's peace is protecting. Oh, hurts and pains of being rejected in your heart that threaten to make you define yourself as nothing and nobody. Nope, that's not getting in there. You're protecting your heart and your mind. And friends, we have to choose this. We have to choose this. We have to say, God, give me your peace. I can't manufacture it myself. I can't work it up myself. So I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to choose to have no anxiety about anything. And I'm going to choose to allow God's peace to come and surpass my understanding. And so Jesus, we come before you today. Our hearts are filled. Our minds are filled with so much anxiety about many things. We choose to lay them at your feet, for you are worthy and holy. Give us the peace of God that guards our hearts and our minds. Amen, friends. Join us again tomorrow as we wrap up some of Philippians 4. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.